right, Trouble?
Yay!
And welcome to a new episode of We Came, We Saw, We Podcasted.
Welcome back after a little breaky break.
Just a week off.
Except, well, yeah, sorry, wasn't it? Just a little...
just a little...
chill. Downtime.
What was it?
Feet up.
Yeah.
Rest.
Some of that.
R&R.
It's been a lot of change in the past week.
Yes.
In myself.
Yep. His hair's done to the other side.
I had to take a week off. Like, you know, I've been saying on the podcast, like...
Rollercoaster.
Rollercoaster up and down and stuff. I just had to cut myself out for a little bit.
You did. So just, if you missed, you know, on Twitter and Facebook, the existence of Mr. Palestine, he's back now and, you know.
Just need some time out.
Sometimes you do, from yourself. More than anything. Sometimes you just need to switch off from the world and... just come back a couple of days later.
My body does it every now and then. Like,
Mine does. One
night I got up to go toilet, went in the toilet, and then, like, next thing I know, I wake up on the floor, my leg in that toilet.
Really?
Yeah, just collapsed in the middle of the night.
I mean, I've had
just
some
my body going, nope. Malfunctioning. Like,
good night. I've had some pretty drunken nights, but never woken up with my leg in the loo.
I went drunk. I just got up in the middle of the night, fell over in the toilet. I just think it was like my brain just shutting off momentarily. It's like,
what the hell are you doing up at this time of the night? Yeah. Go to sleep.
Enough of you. Should be up taking a piss.
Yeah, stop taking the piss.
But no, everything's fine now.
Back.
Yeah, and I'm feeling actually quite good
feeling
this week.
Feeling good.
Can you hear it in my voice? Have I got a perky voice?
There's a little perk in it.
Yeah.
A little perk.
And one of the things I've decided to change is the way I go about...
being?
Yeah, being me. And one of the things that I wasn't doing for me was exercising, all right?
Never been a big fan of it, have you? Not really a fan of the gym or...
You know, you've spoken about going to the gym and stuff, and I'm like, yeah, all right, I tried it, wasn't for me. But just recently, I've discovered, like, being a pauper myself. Like, I am a pauper. I was showing Rob earlier on. You can see my pants through my jeans pocket.
Yeah, if you look in his pocket, it'll just show his pants.
There's no pocket there.
No, there's not.
Left anymore.
No.
Right? Now, I can't afford to pay, like, 30, 40, 50 quid some gyms. I can't afford it. But there's a brilliant thing called YouTube. And there's a lot of stuff
Explain
on YouTube.
Explain to me, what is this YouTube?
I know, you may not have heard of it. But YouTube is the video hosting website which goes around the world. And people put out their videos and stuff. And you can get some really good exercises. Now, I just
Are you talking like the Davina McCall, like, you know, 16 steps to a fit bum?
I took a cheeky look at Davina's. But
what, bum?
It wasn't... bit of everything. A videotape.
Yep. Exercise tape.
Exercise tape. but it wasn't for me. But I just want to focus on the stomach.
You're watching the wrong tape,
because,
mate. Sorry.
You know, since I've become a dad, and I don't know whether this is just a dad thing, but you know, women carry the child and then they always, you know, say about baby weight afterwards and, you know, little pouches from, you know. Well, for some reason, I think it's nature's way of cursing the dad as well, because once you become a father, you kind of gain this gut out in front of you. It may be because I've got older, but I've only really noticed it since I've had kids, and I think this is like... biscuit eating in the middle of the night.
You end up eating half of their food to encourage them to eat, and therefore you end up taking extra food in. But I think one of the things I've noticed the most is that you are very active hand-wise. You've got to be very handy as a parent. You know, you've got to always making something or cleaning something up. But very little activity goes on. You walk a lot, and you're basically cleaning surfaces.
The thing is,
up
though, I'm not lazy. I'm not. You know, like, I'm always cleaning, I'm always doing the lawns outside, so I do get my exercise that way. So I'm not fat, but when I looked down and saw, like, this little, like, gut in front of me...
pod.
I thought I could get rid of that. So what I've done the last couple of weeks is cut out the carbs.
No carbs before marbs.
No, I knew you were going to fucking say that, right? Don't tarnish this with any...
That sounds me right.
I knew. I had that in my head the other day. I was going to have a comeback for you, but it went, and I haven't. But I fucking knew you were going to say that. No. Not no cards for four marbs, just no cards for Brighton. That's
a new
thing. Yeah, it's a new thing. No cards for Brighton. So basically, I used to eat a lot of bread. So yeah. I've had a look at it and I thought, well, what do I eat a lot of? I eat a lot of bread.
Yeah.
Bread is very fattening.
Bosh, out the window.
It's got a lot of carbohydrates in it. Even wholemeal bread is full of shit nowadays. So I've just cut bread completely from my diet.
No,
I had a
bread.
Little bit of a pizza the other night. And I've never done this before. This is how you know I've changed.
You've right? changed.
This is how you know. Add a pizza.
Yep.
I ripped the crust off the pizza, Rob, of the deep pan pizza.
What, the whole crust? Like the
I just ate the bottom crust.
Yeah, and
with
the topping.
And I saved all the crusts. Have you ever heard of anything like that?
Well, I'm slightly concerned for your, you know, your mental well-being if you're doing things like that.
Just
I've never known you to do that.
The thing is, though, I've managed to eat the whole pizza, and afterwards, I don't feel like I just want to die into the sofa, like...
Which you do when you've eaten a big thick crust.
But I didn't feel like I had overindulged in pizza.
You'd eaten what you needed to, but no more.
Yeah.
You were talking about this whole, you know, little belly thing coming on with dads and things. Have you seen this? I mean, I'm not one for gossip. And these trends that you find amongst people. But have you heard of this dad bod?
Yeah, I hear, like, the dad
apparently
bod is
it. Cool. It's now cool to have a dad
this
bod.
This is how you know I never conform to formulas, ladies and gentlemen. Because the dad bod that I was just describing is in right now, okay? And here I am trying to get rid of that damn body. But this is what I've been doing, and I've been finding exercise videos on YouTube, 30-minute workouts. So I've been, you know, concentrating on my abs, basically, and cutting out the carbs has dramatically, well, the weight has fallen off, really.
Looking good.
And plus a little bit of stress, which always is a good way.
It is a stress buster.
Lose some weight.
It doesn't, yeah, but you know what?
You know, I wouldn't recommend it. I'm not saying it. But if you do, you know, the next time... And I'm not talking like, oh, I had a stress day. It's like when you're proper stressed, you'll find that you will lose a little bit of weight.
Yeah.
So it's around those times where you have to kind of, I think, maybe reevaluate how you're going about living your life in a healthy way.
A bit of a life admin needed.
Yeah. It's just me getting old and stuff. That's all.
Trying not to get any older if you can help it. Yeah.
But, and you know, I showed you the picture though earlier on, right?
Yeah, you did. Yeah. Which was a little weird.
I know it's a little weird, but I'm kind of proud because I got rid.
You should be. I got rid
of my belly, you know,
you
and I've done
proud.
It in 2 weeks, so that's good.
He took a little selfie himself.
So macho, I'm gonna be so macho. I'm gonna be big and strong. Enough to turn you on. Yeah. So, you know, that's what I've been doing the last couple of weeks.
It's cool, man. It's cool. And it's nice to see you perked up again.
I'm all right.
I'm good. Fresh and full of life and bouncing somewhat.
You all right?
Yeah, man, I'm good.
Have you been having any life breakdowns? Have you had to reevaluate your good self? And
no,
but
actually,
not changed nothing.
Actually, I had a quite...
lazy.
Have I changed anything?
You've had two weeks.
I started...
What you done?
How's
your missus?
Missus is good. I celebrated a birthday with her
There you go. You had your missus'
week.
Birthday.
So it's a lovely lady's birthday. So we went up to London for the day. And yes, I did touch the rails on the trains.
I forgot about this.
Okay. And we went out for dinner. We went out for just a wander around. One of those sporadic, go to London, see what happens. Walk around, see stuff. And maybe, you know, oh, let's try that out. So we went over to the History Museum for a bit. Did a couple of hours there. And then went back towards the West End and thought,
what day was that? What day was that?
Saturday.
Oh, fuck, I got Saturday. I didn't.
Oh.
Just say Friday.
So, Friday. It was on Friday. It was on Friday, yeah.
Right.
So we thought, because sometimes what you find, if you go up to London and you go up to the box offices for the theatres, they'll have the last few half a dozen seats spare. And they're getting rid of them at dirt cheap prices.
Yeah.
And we went to see Miss Saigon. And if anyone's heard
of it. Very cultured, Rob.
Very, very cultured. If anyone's seen or heard about it, you'll know it's got really good ratings. It is brilliant.
Right.
From a cultural point of view, if you like theatres and musicals, go and see it. It's
I've heard of it.
Amazing.
I don't know it.
Full on amazing. Great show. Anyway, long and short of it was, halfway through the show, I'm sat there feeling incredibly hot. Mm. Like, I'm having like flushes type thing. I'm feeling a little bit sick. Coming home, we, you know, on the train back, I'm feeling really sick at this point. I'm feeling a bit dizzy, lightheaded, I'm tired, and I'm feeling very sick. And then it wasn't until I came around and saw you on Sunday when I was describing this, and I felt better by Sunday, that you went, oh, well, you know what you've got there, haven't you? London flu.
Yeah, London
flu. London flu.
Right, so right now, I need you to tell me that I'm right.
No, because...
I don't go I to London that dodgy... often, by the way, if this is the first podcast you're listening to. I tend not to go into London unless I'm going to have a good time, because otherwise I always end up really ill. And so I avoid it. Whereas Rob, as you heard, he's quite cultured. And he enters London quite often to see a little cheeky show. So...
That's true. Know. Yeah, I do. So, I mean, no, I don't think it was London flu.
And when me
I
and you went to London to get the beard done, you know, we both got ill. That took me out.
Yeah, that's true. You know? Yeah, all right.
So
fine.
I was right.
Okay, you were right. You
I was right.
Right.
Yeah. I'm always right. Hallelujah. Always right.
Hallelujah. Fine. Hallelujah. I'll let you have it. So, yeah, I mean, I had a little bit of London flu for a few hours. I got over it. It's fine. Yeah. But, yeah, I've been went looking at some new cars as well in the last couple of weeks. And got a new boss, haven't I? Got a new boss at work.
A new bus?
A new bus. Yeah, we've got a new bus.
And a new bus?
No, a new boss.
A new boss.
New boss.
Right.
And, yeah, no, it's you know, it's great.
Getting on all right?
Yeah, it's great. Loads of energy. She's coming like, you know, somebody just need like that mix-up. You need someone to come in and go, yeah, come on. You know, rally. Sometimes you can just get a bit lazy. Mm. We've all had a job in our past where we've got a bit, you know, comfy. Comfy is the word I'm looking for.
Yeah.
And sometimes you need someone to come in and give you a big kick up the backside.
Yeah, life gave me a kick up the arse.
Yeah.
So get rid of your belly.
Life did it to you.
Now, I don't like to link like this, but I was going to talk about sick. I don't mean to link from your new boss to sick. But saying that...
Yeah, go on.
A few days ago... I was fine as you like.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, I'm over the side of the road throwing up in the drain. Like green stuff just coming out. And the boys are just stood there looking at me like...
Thinking, what the hell's happening to Dad? Right.
Yeah, it's like, gotta go home, boys. So that was just another sick story. So I think there must be something
coming out.
Air,
it's all coming out of you, right? And you sort of just...
But not yours. Yours is definitely London flu.
No, mine's not London flu.
We had last week off.
Yeah.
In the previous podcast, we did say that we were going to start revealing the lullaby bites that
we play
at the end of the show. Just because some people get them, some people don't. Some weeks you do, some weeks you don't. It happens like that.
It does happen like that.
Happens like that. So a couple of weeks ago, we played this one.
You know it, don't you? You know when it's sort of sitting here thinking...
But I would say, you know, some people wouldn't get this. You know, if you're not into this kind of music, you
That's very
get
true,
it
but
anyway.
If you watch TV, you'll remember it from the DFS advert.
Yeah, if you got it, congratulations. If you didn't, don't worry about it. Because we all just want to be big rock stars and live in hilltop buses driving 15 cars. The girls come... Nickelback and Rockstar.
Indeed.
There'd be another lullaby bye at the end of the show. It's basically a lullaby we play to say bye. Yeah. And that's it.
So, about half an hour's time, so stick around and you'll find out.
All right, cool. So what are we going to do first?
Well, I have obviously collated 2 weeks' that's worth right. of rubbish from the bin.
Oh. Was that
I
you?
I want to say rubbish.
Was that you pulling that?
No, it wasn't me. It was you.
It went all quiet.
It was you, clumsy thumbs.
I went to do it.
No, it was you.
And then it went off.
No, I didn't pull it. Right. It's nothing to do with me. Nothing to do with me.
Short slider.
Shut your face.
Go on.
So this is the news, or as we like to call it.
Oh, yeah.
Not news.
Oh.
I'm telling you, it's you.
It's not me.
Right, anyway, listen up. Right, so, okay, there is a new Chinese restaurant in Rochester, New York, and its name? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't want to say anything.
No, I don't know is the name of the Chinese restaurant. It's I don't know.
Oh, right, okay.
So, recently opened, owner Jessie Dong said she came up with the unusual name because...
Oh, so it's called I Don't Know.
Yeah, and she came up with the name because whenever she would ask her three children what they wanted to eat, their response would be, I don't know. So Miss Dong said that when it came time to naming the new restaurant, her family didn't know, you know, what to call it either. So she's called it I Don't Know. So the next time that people sort of out and about, and basically it's a new Chinese restaurant with a quirky name.
So is that news?
It's not news.
I don't know. Probably not.
Not really, no.
But I like that one. That's cool. A strong one. Good.
Okay, it's all downhill from here then, because...
animals?
If you're a fan of Game of Thrones, you'll probably be...
I'm not.
Well, no, neither am I, but, hang on, the finale of season 5 was on last night or the night before.
Yeah.
If you're missing it and you're feeling like you need a bit of a pick-me-up, there is now an adult colouring
book
game.
You're not going to spoil
game.
Here.
No.
Right, okay.
No. Bantam have announced that George Martin will be overseeing the release of the Game of Thrones colouring book, featuring 45 new black and white illustrations by leading fantasy illustrators that are inspired by his A Song of Ice and Fire novels.
That's all right, that.
It's a Game of Thrones colouring book.
There's something therapeutic about colouring.
Oh, I love a colouring book.
Yeah, I think everybody should have a colouring book in life, you know, just every now and then.
Yep, just... Put a little bit of it in.
A little bit of colour.
Certainly a bit of a kind of, you know, reward, but it's definitely not
what
news.
What a beautiful world we're trying to create.
Yeah. Now, if I was to say the word, you know, discovery of a new dinosaur.
Right.
You'd be thinking big news, you know. It was discovered in Wales, dating back 200 million years to the earliest Jurassic period.
They keep finding them, don't they?
Fossilised skeleton of the dog-sized creature, the theropod dinosaur, is described as a cousin of the giant Tyrannosaurus Rex, which is quite relevant because this week the new Jurassic Park movie came out.
Well, this is the thing with dinosaurs. They still, like, with their trend, they're there and then they die.
Yep.
And then they're there and then they die.
Yep.
Dinosaurs are in at the moment.
I bloody love dinosaurs.
Yeah, dinosaurs.
I bloody love dinosaurs.
It's on the news, not news. That's it.
We love it. Now, here's some proper not news for you, okay? Right, so the Boston Public Library have had to apologise because officials have said two rare and valuable artworks that vanished last month have been found. Because they never left the library. The disappearance of the 1634 Rembrandt etching and a 1504 Dürer engraving worth a combined $630,000 led Library President Amy Ryan to announce her resignation, saying her leaving would end a distraction. But the library said the missing works were found in the library's print stacks after being misfiled. How not news is that?
Look at my face.
I know. I've got two more for you. A man who served time for robbing a shoe store, that's not the news, is now headed back to prison for another robbery at the same New Jersey shoe store because the same clock was working at the counter on both occasions.
Why is he?
Huh?
Why is he? Is he a silly bastard?
He's a shoe bastard? I don't know.
I think calling him a stupid bastard.
Yeah, stupid.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
He's a stupid bastard.
What are we going for? Stupid or silly?
Stupid.
You're the stupid bastard. You stupid bastard.
Stupid.
You're a stupid shoe bastard. Stupid bastard.
Shoes aren't that expensive. Why do you need to steal them?
Yeah.
And twice as well. Twice.
Oh, twice.
No. Right, last one, okay. Perhaps you've got a bit of a deal to make in the next coming week or so. Here's a little tip for you, okay? Because in Portland, hot real estate market is a big thing at the moment. Some homes are getting dozens of offers over the asking price as well. Bidding wars have sent prices skyrocketing, but one buyer has found a way to stand out among the rest, offering free pizza every month for life. Now, see, there is a bit of a condition to this. You do kind of have to own maybe a pizza restaurant. It would help. But that's exactly what Donna Di Nicola has done. She is the owner of Di Nicola's Italian restaurant in southeast Portland. As she might have been joking when she offered the pizza, but it worked. Her offer for a 900-square-foot house in southeast Portland was accepted. Boom.
Again, look at my face.
I know. It's not news.
Rubbish.
I know. So, yeah, there you go.
Is that all?
Oh, no, hang on. Sorry, where was it? What? Sorry, no, but this is big.
Right, go on.
This is actual news, I think.
Mm-hmm.
This is very possibly actually news because Crystal Maze is back.
I heard this. I saw
this. Yeah. And with original presenter Richard O'Brien.
Nice. He was my favourite.
He came up with the concept, didn't he? He came up with the idea.
Yeah. Oh, well, they have a habit of doing it nowadays, so they bring back all the old TV shows, so...
A bit like the music, you know, we've been talking about for the last few weeks.
But that's what Saturday night TV was like years ago. You know, if you were going out, you would at least stay in until you watched Saturday night. Tell you what, we're talking Gladiators.
Yep, I'm thinking...
Blind Date.
Cards Right, Play Cards Right. Generation Game.
Strike It Lucky.
Yep. What was the Jim Davidson...
Point Break.
The Point Break, that's it, yeah. And of course, then Crystal Maze and things like that.
Knowles. House Party. Crinkly Bottom. You know?
Blubby, blubby, blubby,
yeah, you should bring that back.
Oh, dear.
That twat.
Well, that Blobby.
Yeah.
Well, it wouldn't be Knowles House Party without Mr. Blobby, would it? But yeah, they're bringing back Crystal Maze. The Clangers came back this week.
Yeah.
The Clangers, which is like eons old.
All right.
And Chris Evans on Friday night was doing TFI Friday, or TGI Friday,
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah.
It would be called TFI. I don't think they got away with TFI Friday because you've had to explain what TFI stood for to your kids, wouldn't you? But yeah, there's Crystal Maze coming back on the TV.
Talking about the Crystal Maze,
mm-hmm.
Going to do a quiz in a minute.
Okay.
But you know, like, talking about old programmes.
Yeah.
For people who don't know,
yeah.
The quiz music is the Blind Date theme tune. But now now,
because to be honest, anytime I hear it, well, all I ever hear
that's my point.
A quiz for
I get it in your head, and yeah. You'll never go in to hear that tune and think Blind Date again if you're a listener to this podcast.
Yeah, that's true.
But initially, when I was thinking about which classic British TV program to rip off,
yeah,
right,
as far as our quiz theme, yeah,
the first one I thought of was the Crystal Maze. This is a quiz for Rob. This is a quiz for my good friend Rob. This is a quiz for Rob. This is a quiz for my mate Rob. This is a quiz for Rob. This is a quiz for Rob. This is a quiz. Oh, this is a quiz. 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 Oh, this is a quiz. Oh, this is a quiz for Rob.
I'm not sure if I like... I think I quite prefer that one now.
Yeah.
Can you do that every week?
No.
Oh, okay.
I think the reason I didn't do it was because of...
What, the mouse lungs?
This is...
Anyway. Did you get a bit dizzy doing that?
I have to do the head to get the swishes. No, we didn't go for that. We went for this. Let's do the quiz.
All right.
This is a quiz. A quiz for my mate Rob. This is a quiz. A quiz for my mate Rob. This is a quiz. A quiz for my mate Rob. There you go.
What was a little tap dance you in for?
I don't know.
Oh, it's a beautiful treat. Wow, it's a beautiful treat. Go. But there we are. Cool. All right, quiz time. Quiz time.
Right. You know, you were saying, like, I cut myself off of Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah.
I did do that. But before I left, I was seeing a lot of pictures of Jared Leto from 30 Seconds to Mars. All over Facebook, because isn't he in a new Marvel film coming up?
Is he?
I believe so.
Okay.
Or
he's an actor, though, isn't he?
Yeah, he is an actor.
I mean, he does modelling and things
yeah,
as well,
he does everything. He's a very beautiful man, is Jared Leto. But I thought there's a lot of Jared Leto on Facebook at that time.
Okay.
But he's not the only musician to transition into the acting world.
Oh, no, and then, others have done
and
it.
And then it got me to thinking, well, let's do a quiz of musicians who have turned actors. As always, okay. Lyric Man will read out the lyrics to that artist who became an actor. Right?
God, have I got a name then? What have I actually got a name? The artist. I've just got to find the artist.
It's the artist we're looking for.
Bloody
all right.
Hell. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Okay. Here we go.
God, as if I can't get it enough in an easy week. This would be interesting.
So, who is this artist turned actor?
Because I can see us holding hands, walking on the beach, our toes in the sand. I can see us on the countryside, sitting in the grass, laying side by side. You can be my baby, let me make you my lady, girl, you amaze me. Ain't gotta do nothing crazy. See, all I want you to do is be my love.
What are we saying?
Good God, I don't know.
Come on, mate, have a think.
Well, it's definitely a guy.
Yep.
So I'm going with male solo. I'm definitely thinking American.
Why?
Just because the. Just,
because he's American?
Because.
Yeah, because. Just because. It's not going to be like something.
No, like, they're just artists that you're going to know who have appeared in films.
I'm going to go R. Kelly. He was in Space Jam, wasn't he? No, it's not R. Kelly. He was in Space Jam, wasn't he? He features in Space Jam at the end when they sing Fly with on the court. I'm sure he does.
Maybe, but it really isn't.
All right, it's not R. Kelly.
R. Kelly, no.
Because I can see us holding hands, walking on the beach, our toes in the sand. I can see us on the countryside, sitting in the grass, laying side by side. You can be my baby, let me make you my lady. Girl, you amaze me, ain't gotta do nothing crazy. See, all I want you to do is be my love.
Justin Timberlake. When he in The Social Network.
Social Network.
Also, another brilliant film with Justin Timberlake, and it's the first time I saw him acting, Alpha Dog. Have you seen it?
No.
Brilliant film. Get on it. Yeah, man.
Right.
Yeah. I like JT as an actor. It's fine.
He is a very talented man.
He's a very beautiful man as well, like Jared Leto.
Another beautiful man.
Another beautiful man. Anyway.
There's a man love on this podcast this
week.
This
might be another beautiful man. Who knows? But it's definitely a musical artist turned actor. Hey. What?
Ashes to ashes, fun to funky. We know Major Tom's a junkie. Strung out in heaven, his high, hitting and all. Time. Low.
Did he just stutter on that last bit? Oh, time. Low. I think I know this one straight off the bat.
Yeah.
This is Mr. David Bowie, by chance.
It is Mr. David
Bowie.
Or
is it Mr. Ziggy Stardust? Or...
And he is a beautiful man, man on the podcast.
He's a man who's reinvented himself a few times, isn't he?
Yeah. Best film he was in, say it.
Labyrinth.
Ashes to ashes, fun to funky. We know Major Tom's the junkie. Strung out in heaven, his high, hitting and all. Time, low.
And David Bowie. So you see where we're going now.
Yeah, no,
pretty
absolutely.
Simple.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
But when you start to, when you like, you know, Justin Timberlake, we've had Jared Leto, and we've had Bowie, you start to think of others. And actually, yeah, they did a movie once, and they did, and
yeah.
And actually, it's quite a long list.
Yeah. Right. One out of two.
Numero three. Here we go.
Who is this musical actor? Nope.
Well, they are, aren't they? They are a musical actor.
They're a musical actor. Who's this musical actor? That's so much easier. Who's this musical actor?
I'm going to make a change. For once in my life, it's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the streets with not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see their needs?
I heard voiceover man is trying to gain weight so he gets the perfect dad bod at the moment.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Well, good luck with that voiceover, man. It's good luck with it. That's hard, that one. It feels kind of... like a rap of some sort. I'm thinking 90s-ish kind of rap. I don't know.
Well, actually, no to that. But, like, you can have a guess. No?
No, I've got nothing. Not a clue. Ah. Oh.
I'm going to make a change. For once in my life. It's going to feel real good. Gonna all make a difference. Gonna all make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the streets with not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see their needs?
Michael Jackson.
By the way, this is an absolute tune.
And The Wiz. Ever see Michael Jackson in The Wiz?
No, I don't.
It's like an urban version of Wizard of Oz. Moonwalker.
Of course.
He was also in Men in Black 2.
Was he?
Yeah. Not a big part.
Oh, yes, yeah. I'm standing with the man in the mirror. I'm asking him to change his ways. And no message could have been any clearer. If you want to make a world a better place, take a look at yourself and then make a change. Ooh, na 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 na. What a tune.
Hey.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, of course, Michael Jackson's another one. A massive name, really, to get into a movie.
All right, the last couple.
All right.
Also musical actors.
Cool.
But you've heard these clips before. These are archive quiz clips that you got wrong, but they just so happen
to be musical actors.
All right. So, who is this?
I'm beginning to feel like a rap god, rap god. All my people from the front to the back nod, back nod. Now who thinks their arms are long enough to slap box, slap box? They said I rap like a robot, so call me rap bot.
So what were you saying?
I was struggling there for a second.
Yeah?
Yeah, it dawned on me. This is 8 Mile actor Eminem. Or Marshall Mathers.
Oh, correct. Eminem.
Merci beaucoup.
8 Mile, brilliant film.
Yep.
He also does cameos in quite a few films and voiceover work, apparently.
Well, I'd imagine he's got a very distinctive voice.
Yeah, yeah. So,
I'm beginning to feel like a rap god, rap god. All my people from the front to the back nod, back nod. Now who thinks their arms are long enough to slap box, slap box? They said I rap like a robot, so call me rap bop. But for me to rap like a computer must be in my jeans.
I got a laptop in my back pocket, market. Well done.
Thank you very much.
2 out of 4, 50%.
Yep.
Will you go 60?
Yeah.
Will it drop
down,
right?
Will it drop down to 40?
Right, here we go.
Come on in.
Final one. Who is this? Musical actor. Yeah. Forgot.
Just try to understand. I've given all I can, cause you got the best of me. Borderline feels like I'm going to lose my mind. You just keep on pushing my love over the borderline.
That's really off-putting. Voiceover Man did a...
Yeah.
He put a voice on for that.
It's also Archive Voiceover Man.
Oh, flipping heck.
So,
He was performing that one.
Yeah.
Like a spoken word poet.
He loved it, didn't he?
Just try to understand.
Just try to understand.
Just try to understand. I've given all I can.
I've given all I can.
It's like a Shakespearean actor all of a sudden.
But who is it?
Oh, borderline. I've got this one as well in the past. I don't know.
No? Take a guess. Do you want a clue? Let me give you a clue.
Would that be cheating, though?
It's a woman.
Doesn't really help. Not going to lie.
Do you want another clue?
Yeah. What's the first lesson?
She's an old woman.
She's an old woman?
Yeah.
Stop shouting at the podcast. I'm thick, all right? I don't know.
Do you want another clue?
No.
She likes triangles.
Thanks for that. That's not spanned it up completely, has it? She likes triangles.
And cones.
The bloody hell are you on about?
Just try to understand. I've given all I can.
Madonna, the cone tits.
Got the best of me. Borderline. Feels like I'm going to lose my mind. You just keep on pushing my love over the borderline.
Seeing a lot of films, including our own, but the ones that made box office.
Another way she was in her own movie. Yeah.
Evita,
yep.
Body of Evidence, and The League of Their Own, which I can remember watching as a kid. Isn't that weird? One of my memories. I haven't got many memories of my childhood because I've abused my body since I became 18.
There we are.
Yeah, that's one film I can remember watching, and Madonna being
ingrained in your memory.
Yeah. So it was Madonna, You Got That Wrong, and that is the end of the quiz. 50% wrong.
No, that's 40.
It's getting better.
It's 2 out of 5.
Oh, right, that's 40. That's right. Didn't get my maths.
I'm not good at quizzes, but I'm pretty good at maths.
I was going to say if you got a good score, you could choose whether we end the quiz with the one I was going to do.
Which is the normal one.
Which is the normal one, or...
Get the special Crystal Maze.
Yeah, get the
version.
Special.
I'm not going to get the choice now, am I? Because I didn't do very well. Are you going to give me the choice?
Yeah, I have a choice.
Wouldn't be the quiz if it wasn't the original, though, would it?
You know, it's up to you, mate. I ain't gonna force you. Got two.
No, save the Crystal Maze, mate. Save the Crystal Maze. We'll do, when it comes back on telly, we'll dig it out.
All right. That was a quiz for my mate Rob. 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 That was a quiz for my mate Rob.
Hand was moving in a slightly different direction, it'd be something totally different.
Just for you.
Right. Yaela Wolf.
Yeah, Yaela Wolf and going back to Bama. It's off an old EP of his. It's got a new album out at the moment called Love Story. If you're a fan of, say, people like Eminem, he's the only one I can really kind of, think
compare
of
to, at the moment.
You'll like this dude. He's really good, man. So check him out.
Very cool piece of music, absolutely.
So there you go. Now, we've spoken a lot about exercise.
Yeah, we certainly have. We certainly...
You've always been a fan of it.
Yep.
Me, only a couple of weeks, so I'm a newbie.
Yeah.
All right. Now, as I was saying earlier on, can't afford to go to the gym, so I search around on the internet and try and find useful videos to do.
Yeah.
Right? and this is how I'm doing it. Do you want to like find out what I've been doing?
Well, you can demonstrate for me.
Yeah, we can have a little go together. It's going to be this week's show and tell.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What, we're going to look at like,
or show and do.
Oh.
Do it. We're going to do it, Rob.
All right.
I am going to show you how I've been exercising.
You mean I've actually got to get up and go and do some exercise?
Yeah, let's make some space and stuff. All right, okay. We're actually going
to
get up.
I'm
going
to move the mics and
everything. Well, we're going to go a little bit airy, but we're doing exercise,
this was a band.
So I'm sure.
Oh. How much room am I going to need?
Just enough to do squats.
Squats,
I'd
right,
say
just...
squats.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah,
all right. So I'm searching around, and as we mentioned earlier on, found a few celebrity DVDs and that, but they weren't for me.
All right.
But I found this one celebrity workout that was for me.
Up your street.
And this guy has become an inspiration in my life.
Okay.
Right? In the past couple of weeks, I've had...
The view count has gone up.
I've had
this.
An epiphany. I just wanted to say the word epiphany.
Okay.
Right. I'm going to let him introduce himself to you.
Okay.
Hi, this is Arnold, your training partner.
So, I have been working out with none other than Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Get down!
You don't get that for 50 quid down the gym,
yeah.
Right?
It's not a tumour.
So, I found this video of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I am looking forward to this immensely more
working
now
out
than I was.
Online and stuff. So, he's going to take us through a typical warm-up,
all right.
Arnold. All right? Listen to him. Because I know you do personal training, and I know he listens as well, right?
Absolutely.
To this podcast.
Yep.
All right, he could get some tips. So, all right? So, we need to stand
all
up
right,
now.
Standing up. Okay.
Come on.
Can I come over
it's
here?
It's Arnold.
I'll come over here.
You don't have to come.
Yeah, well, I need
don't
to
come too close, because we're going to be squatting, remember?
All right, fine.
That could get awkward.
Okay.
Plus, you've got pink socks on.
Yeah, all right, so what?
Right.
Come on in.
All right, are you ready?
I'm ready, yeah.
Go on then, Arnold.
It is important to begin each exercise session with a few minutes of warm-ups.
Yep.
This will increase your heart rate and pump blood out to your muscles where it will be needed. Use this warm-up time to wet your appetite and to get your mind ready for the workout. Now listen to this music and begin moving in half-time.
Listen to the music, Rob.
Stretch
move
all limbs briefly and get ready to do 10 knee bends with me.
Knee bends.
I call them squats, and they're excellent for getting the blood moving into your knees and legs. With your feet shoulder-width apart and keeping your back straight, bend down until your thighs are parallel to the floor. Breathe in as you go down and out as you come up. Ready now?
I'm ready, Arnold.
Down,
ooh.
Up, ooh. Down,
ooh.
Up, ooh. Down.
It's hard work.
Down, ooh. Up, and make your thighs burn. Come on.
Make them burn.
Make them burn.
Burn.
Come on.
Down,
oh,
up, and
oh.
Squeeze your buttocks.
Ooh. Squeeze the bottom of
your hands. Down, up, down,
down,
up. 11.
Lemon.
Up.
11.
Up. Very good. And on to the next exercise.
Right. Okay.
The next on the program is a wonderful stretching exercise that I call Reaching for the Sky. This exercise is fantastic to stretch your total upper body and the sides. Go. Right. Left. Right. Left. Right. Left. And stretch. And stretch. Stretch your upper body. Come on. And stretch.
I changed.
Right and left. Stretch your upper body. Right and left. Okay, we finished the 10 repetitions and we can go on without any rest to the next movement.
Ready?
Toe touches.
Toe touches.
A wonderful exercise to stretch your leg biceps and your lower back. Okay, let's reach slowly down to our toes and come back up again and reach for the sky. Repeat this exercise 12 times. Make sure to keep your knees locked and your legs straight. Get into a nice groove and do the exercise with me. Down, up, down, up,
down,
up, and stretch your leg biceps. Up, and stretch your lower back. Up, down, up. Reach all the way down, up.
12.
All the way down, up. You can't reach all the way down, then reach as far as you can, but keep your legs locked. Up. Two more.
What do you mean,
the last one. Up. Okay, very good.
Very good. Nice.
Mate, almost. Hey. I was cracking that, hey?
He was happy with us, though.
Very good.
Oh, thank you very much, Arnold. Thank you.
He also does. That's just his warm-up. Do you know what I mean?
Wait, no, genuinely.
He hadn't even got started.
I know we were messing about a bit, but actually, I feel a lot warmer, and I do feel quite...
I'm getting a bit of a sweat on, mate, man. I tell you.
Can we just do the rest of it after the podcast is finished?
I'm going to show you a few more, just samples of what you can... get from Arnold.
Should we pop these on the Facebook page?
Yeah, can do.
And people want to have a go.
Yeah.
They can see what we've been up to.
You can also find this on Deezer and Spotify in audio
really
form.
Excellent stuff.
Take it on the go, do it in the park.
Push-ups. My method of doing push-ups between two chairs will give your chest the ultimate workout.
So what?
Place your hands on two chairs, shoulder width apart, and your feet on a bed or on a table. The reason for doing push-ups between two chairs is it will give your chest the ultimate stretch.
Whoa.
Get into the upright push-up position and I will count out 30 push-ups.
30?
If you're a beginner, stop at 10.
Listen.
If you're an intermediate, stop at 20.
No, you
if
do,
you're an advanced,
you do 20. Arnold says
30.
20. What do you
ready?
Say, Arnold? Yeah, go.
1, 2, 3. Stretch all the way down. Yes. 5, 6, 7. And concentrate on your chest. 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, and keep going. 16, 17, 18, keep pressing, up, down, up, down, up, down, 5 more, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, and one big one.
What do you mean a big
yes.
one? Do you know how fast that was? It's ridiculous.
I did that one this morning. Got a right proper
no,
sweat.
No, funny. I could probably do 30 push-ups, but not that flipping fast.
He's a taskmaster, isn't he?
He's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Hey, that's what I said.
Mr. Universe.
He's inspired me, mate. I never thought I'd be inspired by any.
To be honest with you,
kind of celebrity.
I think I might quit the gym and just come round here,
mate. That's what I say. Like I've always wanted this podcast to have kind of like a take-home value to it, so that you at least learn one thing.
Yeah.
And that one thing is, you don't need to pay a 40. I know it. You get the running machine and stuff, but all you're doing is the same exercises without the machines. It can be done, and it is done, as Arnold has shown me, and that's why he's become my flipping inspiration.
He's like a hero.
And what tunes he plays in the background. Like, just, if you're searching for an exercise video, you're going to go with this, ain't ya? Straight away.
It's got a groove.
You know, I knew I was onto a good thing. You don't have to do this.
No, I'm going to do it. Come on.
These are barbell curls.
I'm in it for a pound. Yeah.
There's a can of beans. There. I'd get your can of beans.
No, I'll go and get one.
Use the mug. Have you got a mug?
No, I've got coffee in it.
Yeah, all right, go get a can of beans.
Up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down.
Oh, he's back. He's got the beans. Yeah. Right, you ready for barbell curls?
Yeah.
Remember to breathe in as you lower the weight and to breathe out when the bar reaches all the way to the chin. We will do 12 repetitions. Okay? Ready. Start on the down position at your thighs. Up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. And keep your elbows at the waist. Up, down, up, down. 9.
Come on,
round. 10, down, and give me 2 more. Down, up, down, very good.
Yeah, very good.
Now remember, yeah, this is one of my favorite exercises that made me blast my biceps up to 22 inches.
Blast his biceps up to 22 inches.
Now remember, this is one of my favorite exercises that made me blast my biceps up to 22 inches.
So listen to Arnold, Rob. You could have 22 inch biceps
what?
Too.
With baked beans?
Just use a can of baked beans, mate. They're not even proper Heinz. They're just the cheap ones.
Cheap ones,
that. You know what I mean?
10p power, isn't it?
Another lesson. It's all the same shit, just buy cheap.
Right. Yeah.
So...
Oh, mate, that's excellent.
There you go. So that's Arnold doing the workout. And as you said, he is a bit of a taskmaster.
Yeah.
Up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down.
But I'm going to incorporate that into other areas of my life. Just have that as a constant pace.
Up, down, up, it down, up, down, up, down.
So Arnold.
I love the fact he goes down.
So Arnold, right? Rob's first go at the home workout with the legend that is Arnold Schwarzenegger. How do you think he did?
Very good.
Very good. He's very proud of you.
Thank you very much.
Great. I'm proud of you. You did it. I'm looking forward to training with you again at our next session.
So whenever you want, Rob, I'm here. Arnold's here.
Next week on the podcast, I think.
And, you know,
we could
do it. Keep doing that. You too are going to biceps. So macho, you're gonna be. So macho, you're gonna be big and strong enough to turn someone else. That thing got really weird. Saw the exercise, mate. It does that to you.
Yeah, I know.
Down,
up, down, down, up, down, up, down.
So that was this week's show and do.
Show and do, 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 show and do.
Do it!
Woohoo!
We've done it.
We did it.
Quite hot now, actually.
I think we need to call time.
Yeah, I think so.
So there you go, that's it. Another episode of We Came, We Saw, We Podcasted. Thanks very much for listening. A little bit of real talk now. I would have kiboshed this podcast on its head if I didn't know that some people out there really do like listening, and I really do appreciate that. So,
yeah, no, I have had people, not only talk to me in person, but Twitter and Facebook saying, oh, guys, missed your podcast. Yeah, so apologies for being off, but we've had a break.
Yeah,
one week. Come back refreshed. As you can see, you can clearly have heard.
We're exercising and everything.
We are on it. So yeah, we'll be back next week with more nonsense from your living room. And we up to this week. Anything going on? Anything exciting in your life coming up?
No, I haven't.
No,
no. I'm just gonna continue to exercise and not eat bread or pasta.
Or pasta.
And do a lot of pooing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I'll just bring it all back.
Get rid of it, innit?
Keep it in there.
Get rid of it.
About four a day, I think.
What bloody hell? You need to see a doctor, mate.
Some more take-home value for you.
All right, listen. We should say goodbye.
That's me going on. There's real talk. And then I start talking about poo. Anyway, bye-bye. See you next week. We will be here next week.